Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You'll never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's how we do it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to round 9 of the NRL Telstra Premiership tonight. We're at ANZ, we're at Stadium Australia. There's the first error of the day. It only took 1 second, where it has been raining on and off all day and pretty damp conditions here for a great matchup, South Sydney and Melbourne, but South Sydney are a weakened team tonight. We'll go through those sides in a second. Before I introduce the team, obviously the big story of the day, not just in rugby league but in news, was the sentencing of Jarryd Hayne. 3 years and 8 months minimum. I think it was 5 years, 9 months maximum for sexual assault. Now, obviously this is a major story involving a former rugby league player and someone who is the biggest star in our game. So it's hard to ignore, but there's really nothing we can add to what has happened today and really nothing we can discuss except to say that our thoughts are with everyone involved, particularly the victim, and there's no winners out of all this. And that is that for now, and the appeals process looks like it'll kick in and the story will go on, but we will get on with the football. And we've got a South Sydney side tonight that welcomes Dean Hawkins with Benji Marshall in the halves. Cody Walker goes back to fullback. We'll go through the other changes shortly. Jed Cartwright will play for South Sydney, so they are a vastly different-looking side. Harry Grant will start from the bench for the Melbourne Storm, but we'll have that in detail shortly. MG, once again, hello to you.
Hello, Danielson. Hello, Gerds. Hello, everyone listening. Yeah, look, only the hardcore supporters here tonight at Stadium Australia. The rain's been bucketing down all day. South Sydney severely depleted up against the juggernaut, which is the Melbourne Storm. But I still think they'll have a good account of themselves tonight. I just think that a couple of players, you know, the Cam Murray's injury was a big one to take. I think Campbell Graham's been playing fantastically in the centres.
So, yep, they're out. Latrell's obviously not. It's a very different looking back line. But Alex Johnston moved back to the wing tonight. He was named at fullback, but obviously there's some big names missing. Gerds, how has your week been?
Oh, it's been busy, but good. It's been excited about this weekend. It's round, obviously. Tonight's game's a good one, and then tomorrow night, I think both games will be great. And, you know, some of the top of the table, the real contenders in the competition come up against each other over this weekend, and always look forward to those sort of games. Tonight's one of them. You spoke about, you know, some of the people who won't be playing for the Rabbits. The key to the Rabbits is obviously, you know, those guys that have the experience, are in good form and still dominate the key areas of their game. Cody Walker's still at the back. You're going to have Benji, who's in great form in the halves. You're going to have Damien Cook at dummy half. And you got Jai Arrow coming in for Murray. So
yeah,
some big losses there, but there's some talent amongst that group as well.
And Brent Reed here once again. Hello, Reedy.
Hello, Dan. Hello, boys.
Now, what's doing we've had a couple of cases in Sydney of COVID. We've got Magic Round next week. Now, is this part of the reason the commission just straight away said, right, we're going to level 3 restrictions on players, which is, have I got this right, it's essentially where we were last year with players, can't basically mingle with the public. They're sort of in a bubble of sorts.
They're in a bubble, yeah. They can only leave their home to go to work, to train, to exercise and to get takeaway food, basically. So they're restricted from mingling with the public. And obviously next week's huge because it's so valuable to the game. It's valuable to the Queensland government. And they want to make sure Magic Round goes ahead because it's a big day on the calendar and we didn't have it last year. And obviously they've got to shut things down to make sure this doesn't spread and make sure the players are cocooned away from it so that next week goes ahead, as you mentioned. And I think that's why they've obviously come down pretty hard today and reacted pretty quickly.
How concerned are they that the Queensland government will drop the hammer? Because they've been fairly reactionary. All the state governments have been. How worried are they that things are going to have to change rapidly?
I wouldn't say they're as concerned as they would have been last year. I think the Queensland government was a bit more militant last year, and things were obviously spreading at a more rapid rate last year. I think they're pretty confident the New South Wales government's got this under control, and that the numbers will stay pretty low over coming days. And if that's the case, then the Queensland government, I imagine, won't be as strict as they were last year. And I think at the moment they're pretty confident it'll go ahead, but the next 48 hours is crucial.
Well, the Queensland government, MG, has already shown a little bit of influence, flexed a little bit of muscle. Basically, all those, you know, when we came into the ground and they had all those hot spots. Anyone who's been to one of those hotspots can't go next week.
That's right.
So that's where it starts. Yeah. So if those hotspots increase...
Well, basically, if we have another five or six cases overnight or next week, we're not going to Magic Round.
No. And more importantly, the game loses a lot of money and a lot of things have to be rearranged.
Well, the Queensland government lose a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, the local economy.
They make a hell of a lot of money out of
it. My God.
Yeah.
Before I get a hotel room up
12 months.
Unbelievable.
Exactly right. And they missed out on all the trade last winter because all the borders were closed during that time of year. So they were reeling, and Palaszczuk came out at the back end of last year and said, we need to extend the JobKeeper and start trying to, encourage people to come up here. But there's a lot of people up here that have been through tough times that need an extension with the program. So they need it for so many different reasons, Dan. It'll be it'd have to be a last resort to pull it off.
Exactly. Now, prime time is thanks to... I'll tell you what, when we do get the go-ahead to go up there, we'll be drinking a hell of a lot of Canadian Club in moderation, but over the course of a week.
Hell yeah.
A lot of Canadian Club. We won't be drinking beer.
I'm off beer.
Beer so
90s.
If you're over
so
beer,
yesterday.
Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge.
Well, you are.
Come on, it's early.
Yeah.
A little bit of self-control.
No, you are.
But Canadian Club bring us NRL prime time. Good round of footy.
Yeah,
this week.
I said that already.
I know. I'm about to go through the whole round. You just talked about tomorrow.
Just on that, have you tried a Canadian Club with really a lot of ice and you squeeze a bit of lime? In it.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, there's no going back.
There is none going back.
Really? That's it, Dan.
Canadian Club.
See now, delicious. Now, a beer I can't stand is Corona, right?
Okay.
And the lime thing, that's all for show. That's
is
all
it? You think so?
But you're saying that the lime with the Canadian Club, that's a prop. That's a good mix.
Yeah, it's unbeatable.
I'll try it.
Oh, it just adds that little bit of...
So tomorrow night, Penrith...
A little bit of bitterness.
Penrith Cronulla.
You don't need any more, but...
Is it going to be like that, is it? Is it going to be like...
Normally, it's just me, but...
He's the one out of control. It's 7:10 and I can't control
I've
you.
I've had a big week, Dan.
What have you done all week?
Oh, nothing.
That's not bad.
That's a big week for Gerd. It's doing nothing.
You've been hanging out with Freddie.
Nice play, Freddie. Well done.
Penrith Cronulla is our game tomorrow night on Triple M Footy. Maroon with the call, and you're on that one, MG.
No, I'm in this one. I'm usually on a Friday.
Wendell and Gerds.
I'm on that one too, Dan, on the sideline.
Well, I hadn't got to.
The technology. I might get the technology to work too.
We all know.
Where did you drive to last week to not have any input at all?
Can I tell you something really seriously?
You went to Belanglo State Forest to make sure you couldn't get
it. I sent Charlie a photo of the technology. And Charlie sent me a text back saying, have you put the aerials on it? And I realised, no, I hadn't. But when I did put the aerials on, it didn't make a difference anyway. Okay.
So where were you?
I was at bloody Wind Stadium, your old stomping ground.
God.
The reception's all the way horrible.
It was such a good day.
Did you still put in an invoice?
No, I can't do that.
You're not going to put in an invoice?
I've done that once already.
Here's
I can't
what you
do it twice.
Really.
Mate,
you wait about 6 weeks, and then you put them all in at once. And they can't work out which is the one.
You would lose track of it all.
That's a good day. You were there for the birth of Zach Sini.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, wasn't it?
The first grade birth.
Oh, okay. Wow. I
didn't know where that was going.
Wow.
That was a great day. That was a celebration.
I thought it missed a belting story then.
But he came with the mullet and everything, long flowing orange mullet.
He was fantastic.
I loved it.
And he's not surprisingly picked again this week.
Well, I think, in all seriousness, guys like him add something to the team. They just add
enthusiasm.
C'est la vie. You know, type of attitude, which I think the Tigers cotton on to, and they went, you know what? It's not all about being down the trenches, and let's do it with a smile on our face, and they did.
A good bit of joy de vivre.
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
You had to outdo him, didn't you? He came up with a beauty.
Yeah, what did I say, by the way? I was surprised myself.
Joy de vivre.
Yeah, well.
So Parramatta Roosters, the late game tomorrow night. Canberra Newcastle is the 3 p.m. game from Wagga. That is a game where both sides desperately have to win.
Is that the loser leaves town?
Oh, I love that's a wrestling term. I love it. It feels like that, doesn't
cage
it? Good.
It's a cage match.
Well, I would say at round nine that, you know, someone can get on a run at this point and you know, you win three or four in a row. Look at the Cowboys. Like, I mean, they started the season the way they did. They won three in a row. They were almost in the eight. So I don't think it's too late yet.
A lot of pressure at both those clubs, though.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Who's in more trouble, do you think? Now, and you're right, Gerds. They're not out of it mathematically by any means, but you got Canberra with all the reports. In fact, let's talk about that here. I'll go through the other game shortly, but George Williams apparently homesick. Josh Hodgson relinquishes the captaincy. You broke that story, didn't you, Reedy, on NRL 360 the other night?
Dan.
So that, although you did say a reporter told me that. So
No, that's incorrect, Dan. You've misquoted me there. I didn't say that.
Apparently,
I said I've been told he stood down as captain, and I said that ties in with what another reporter told me.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay. No, well, very good.
Sorry,
There we go.
Sorry, I'm claiming that one, Dan.
Okay. Why does a journalist get very protective about that?
I wish I could have done it on the show. I wish I'd done it on here.
How much prep do you do for that show? Like, do you go get there at 3 o'clock in the arbor and prep for it, or you just get there at 25 past 6?
Oh, no, 5 o'clock, half past 5.
Okay, have a coffee and a sandwich or something?
No, I'm normally busy. Normally too busy, MJ.
He goes to the toilet at about 6:15. Is that what you want to know? I mean, what's going on?
I want to be the backstory.
I want
a backstory.
The makeup takes a bit of time.
Literally.
And who else is... Papa Lee, he had to be refreshed. He's come back. They've got what?
Joey Tarpanay. Joey Tarpanay, the social media.
Can partners of players, whether you're male, female, netball, cricket, league, mums, dads, no good can come of blasting.
The great Andrew Webster has written a column today, and he said it's so rugby league now that a player's wife or partner goes on social media and bags the coach. Like, that's so rugby league these days, isn't it?
I just miss it when the wives were anti-vaxxers. Now they're going after the coaches. Well, it's true. It's true. A lot of the players were anti...
Well, maybe...
There's one player who is no longer with his partner and he's flying again. So Canberra and Newcastle, that's the 3 o'clock game. Tigers and Titans... is the 5:30 game. Cowboys and Broncos, 7:30. Now, both those games are on Triple M Queensland, by the way, so Dobbo's got the late game. I think Andy Raymond's got the middle game there. And these are all on the Listener app as well, so you've got to get that Listener app. Manly and the Warriors is the early game on Sunday, and we'll be calling the Dragons and the Bulldogs. That is our 4 p.m. game from Cogra Oval. Now, that's got to be must win. I know the Dragons are 4-4, but MG, come on. The Dragons have got to win a game like that.
You think so? You think so? All that hard work they've done earlier in the year is for naught, isn't it? They've lost, three in a row now, the Drags? So they're on a bit of a slippery dip, along with the Raiders, one of the worst forms in the competition after starting the year on fire. So I look at the Dragons team. Without Zach Lomax... Look, the doggies will come. You know that the doggies going to come.
They're honest. They'll give you the best of what they got.
I think there's games of a week that the Bulldogs look at and go, you know what, we just need to better our performance last week. We probably can't win this one. And there's certain games that they'll come up the week before and they'll say, you know what, we can get the 2 points here.
Yeah.
And they'll be scrapping for them. So yeah, the Dragons better take that one seriously.
I think the doggies got a very good record against them too, haven't they? I think they've won their last three. I think
it's. Last year, remember, the Dragons were down 22-10 and Dufty went berserk in the last 10 minutes and they got out of jail. But the game before that was on...
So they haven't won their last...
No, three. But I'm giving you context. They should have won Dogs. The game before that, Queen's birthday, and Canterbury smashed them 22-2 at Bankwest. So there we go.
How do you remember that, Thomas?
Yeah, how does he remember that?
Well, I looked at it in the notes.
Okay.
I don't remember it. I just... Thursday night football here. We do it for Canadian Club and for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water. More after this.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. We are live at Stadium Australia for South Sydney versus Melbourne Storm. What a record Melbourne has against Souths. Their record against most teams is pretty impressive, but 29-5, including the last five straight. So Souths have been a very good team for the last two or three years. And Gerds, it always seems, MG here and Emma Lawrence will join us shortly, it always seems Souths are in these games against the Storm, but when push comes to shove, the Storm always find a way.
Well, yeah, they dominated. If you go back to that clash in round one, they just dominated the first 20 minutes. I mean, everyone went into that game wondering how the Storm, after, you know, the retirement of Smith and coming off the premiership and with a lot of young guys that needed to step up and take on new challenges, how they were going to start their season. and they blew out of the gates, Dan. You know, Munster scored after about 5 minutes. I think they put on 20 unanswered points or something early, and then that game was all said and done. South Sydney didn't even get an opportunity to really find their rhythm, and they got totally bullied. And then the second half, they turned it around. They found their rhythm. You know, they had Latrell sort of still adjusting to, you know, being back in the side and those combinations they were still working on. And they dominated that second period. But the game was well and truly over. They've just got the capacity to win so many different ways, Melbourne. That's the issue for South Sydney tonight. How does South Sydney break the Melbourne Storm down defensively without some of those key players that we spoke about? I think they've got to go and try and go through the middle. I think Damien Cook needs to be combining with Benji and Cody Walker. They need to make some inroads through guys like Kaloa Matangi and Totola's back, which is a big in for him, and Jai Arrow through the middle.
Yeah.
They need to take Melbourne on through the middle and not try and go around them like South Sydney usually do, because they've got a lot of guys in that South Sydney back line that are playing their first game for the season, haven't worked on those combinations, so they need to find another way, and I think they've got to try and go through the middle.
MG, how do you explain... Gers has done a very good job. How do you explain the disparity between these two clubs when they meet?
It's a bloody good question. I don't know. It's a lot of it's psychological, obviously.
That's what I mean. Like, when a team has got you mentally...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a predicament, to be honest, Dan. I think that with their record being so profoundly in one favour of Melbourne... I think exactly what Gerd said. I think they've got to try and go up the guts. I think they're going to go for the right edge of Melbourne, which is Raymond Smith and George Jennings. But if you take away that first half of the season... it's the only half that South Sydney haven't won. They've been fantastic this year, and they're coming up against the Melbourne Storm side now, who are nearly at full strength. They're not, so throw it around.
Well, they've got a few weeks to hit. Well, they've got some issues here. Latrell Mitchell suspended till round 11, so he misses next week. Josh Mansour not coming back until round 11. Adam Reynolds, much better than feared. Emma Lawrence, hello to you.
Hello, yes. Wayne Bennett said yesterday...
Oh, we've lost him here. Or is that me?
They've cut me off already.
Yeah, I know.
Had enough of me after 2 seconds. That's nice to know. Adam Reynolds, not next week, the week after, Wayne Bennett said. Hopefully.
Jeez, that's
initially, they thought 6 weeks, so.
Yeah.
Another thing, Dan, when you talk about the record between these two clubs, I mean, you know, traditionally, I don't know for how long now, if you're going to beat Melbourne Storm, when we spoke about the two losses they've had so far this year, they were in the 75th and 78th minute.
Yeah.
Penrith, you know, and in that game against Penrith, if Olam throws that pass to Ado Carr and he's outside,
yeah,
Melbourne win that on the bell the same way Parramatta beat him a week later.
Well, a 1 millimetre held up from who was it, Kick Aaron Lenu.
So if you're going to beat Melbourne, you need to play for 80 minutes. Now, South Sydney, how many 80-minute performances have they put in so far this year? They've just got a good enough team that they can beat. They beat a team last week in 25 minutes and put 30 or 40 points on them. And they can do that regularly because they've got those sort of talent, enough talented players in their side to break down the defence. And when they score points, they score them in bunches. But you need to do that for 80 minutes against the Melbourne Storm to get the job done. And they haven't been able to do that over the last few years.
But yeah, but they've got seven in a row, South. It's actually really, when I'm looking here, you're right. Canberra 34-20. It was all the second half.
Yep.
Gold Coast 40-30. They were down 24-10 at the break. West's Tigers, they had no business being in that game and found a way at the death. Brisbane hands and heels. Canterbury Good Friday 38-0. Roosters destroyed them in the first half hour, and then only won 26-16.
Absolutely.
And then Manly at Brookie was a pretty, I remember, 12-all. So you are, they have not put together an 80-minute game this year, and I seem to remember they were like this maybe the year before last year. They had a lot under Seibold where they would just play 60 minutes. They would always have a dead patch, but I suppose...
That's their challenge this year. That's the challenge finding, because the good sides, and I mean, you know, Penrith have showed as well, if you're going to beat them this year, you need to play for 80 minutes. You know, the Storm, well, you just know that that's the performance you need to put in for 80 minutes to get that job done. But we just don't know with the Rabbits.
Yeah.
Because they've only been beaten once. So when they come up against, you know, the Penriths and the... Have they played Parramatta yet?
South?
Yeah.
They play in 2 weeks.
Yep.
They play Penrith in Dubbo,
and then
they play Parramatta here.
Hopefully they get some troops back and we can go into those.
Wow.
Yeah.
They play Parramatta in a Saturday 5:30 game. That's unbelievable. Mm. And Penrith's a Sunday 2 p.m. game, so two of the feature games, and they're not in prime time. Well, Fox will be happy. I don't know if Nine will be happy with that, but anyway, that's the luck of the draw. Rest of the injury toll, Cam Murray round 13, Campbell Graham round 13, Jackson Paulo round 15. So they're wounded a little south, but they've got points in the bank. So that's that is to their advantage. It seems, Em, it's all there's been no talk for weeks now of Adam Reynolds staying. The question is now, is it Brisbane or is it Cronulla?
As to where he will go, that's the thing. And honestly, I'll come to these games every week, and they've had quite a few Thursday night games, and then interview him in the sheds afterwards, and, oh, I'm sorry, Adam, got to ask you again. And every week there's been an update. You know, he's met with Fitzy. Oh, got to ask about how the meeting went. Yeah. He's met with Kevin. You have to ask about that. But it's pretty much, I think, we've all accepted he's not going to stay at Souths because Blake Solly has gone on the record and said they won't budge on that one-year deal. The only thing, the only sort of thought was that if there was some kind of decision on that on that 17th team, whether he would just do the 1 year with Souths, because if, say, Bennett went to that second Brisbane team, then he could go there for 2023. So that was the only kind of speculation going around. And I think when I spoke to Adam, he said, you know, never say never, that's an option. That's the only way, really, he'd take that one-year deal. But he wants security for his family. Sharks have offered him
you
3 years.
You can't leave that money on the table.
No.
You cannot leave that.
Not for 1 year.
That's what I'm saying.
No, not trying to hope that maybe I can get something with Wayne a bit later.
No, that was the only...
Not
there
with four
was
kids.
A little bit of speculation, but it... I think we can say 99% sure Adam Reynolds will beat the Sharks. Oh, look, the Titans are still a sticky option as well.
Well, remember, Ash Taylor, he was on a million a year.
Yeah.
Not only is he not going to get that money anymore, there's a big chance they're not going to even offer him a deal. So they're going to have some money, although they need a number nine as well. So they've got to go in hard for someone there.
And look, you still don't know. I mean... They're saying at the moment, the Tigers are backing Luke Brooks, but things can happen. Things change quickly. There could be other clubs. If Adam just sits on it for a little bit, there could be other clubs that come in.
Look how, but look how fast-moving this game is. Like, George Williams might be available next week.
That's amazing.
You don't know what is going to happen. The players, all of a sudden, their circumstances change.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. How much do you reckon Matty Burton would be worth in the open market now as opposed to when he signed at the start of the year?
Wow.
800 a year.
Yeah. Well, he'd be at least up around 600, wouldn't he, which is almost double what he took.
Yeah, he's on about 121.
Yeah, but I think depends he went for about playing. 350, didn't he?
If you put him in the centres...
Double that.
If you put him in the centres, your money's right. But if a club said, if Canterbury say, you're our fullback, now you're talking 750, 800.
Or even for a six.
Yeah,
he's a six. I mean, he's doing a great job in the centres, but he's been paid for to play in the halves.
Now, sticking with Reynolds a second... Brisbane have signed Katoni Staggs, and they've, interesting you talk about money in this for the centres, they're paying him 5'8 money. They've decided he's a 5'8. Do you think he can fulfil that role well? I mean, he's a gun player. You would imagine him, he could be pretty good at it. But is he going to be very good at it? And do you think, if you're Adam Reynolds, do you look at that and go, well, I've got a great young forward pack. Now I can sort of start to see where the Broncos are going here.
If I'm Adam Reynolds, I'd be disappointed that he lost Xavier Coates, which is rumoured to be him going to Melbourne. I'd be worried about that, but I'd be very much buoyed by the fact that Katoni Staggs has re-signed for 4 years. If I'm a potential suitor as halfback for the Broncos, I think he could make a fist of being a 5'8 no end. I think Katoni Staggs is a natural footballer. I think the more times he's got his hands on the ball, the better the team will be that he plays for.
We think, the money for Brisbane's a bit better than Cronulla. It's very good for Cronulla. It's 2.4 for three for Cronulla.
Yes. And
Brisbane
a little bit more, and hasn't been confirmed, but apparently they were going to throw the captaincy at him as well.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not, I don't think really for Reynolds that really makes too much of a difference. He just wants a security for his family. He's got four young
captaincy
kids.
Captaincy doesn't make many mortgage payments.
I think third party-ish it might. But the captain of a major city like Brisbane gets
Brisbane,
more corporate issues.
You get those third money in Brisbane with all the media options and commercial options.
Well, I think
you can actually make
Rudy,
some proper
Rudy
money.
Said on this show, or one of the shows where I'm on Triple M, that Ponga could be the first $2 million man after all the third-party things. And if he leaves Newcastle, well, Adam Reynolds would go close. If he signed 3 years with Brisbane, he'd get up there because he'd be a big fish in a big pond.
Yeah. Yeah, so with all of that in mind, not knowing all the details, Gerds, if you're Adam Reynolds and you had to make a decision, an ageing Cronulla team, but with a coach that everyone seems to think is going to be the next thing, or a Brisbane side which has been awful for the last couple of years but has got a lot of talent, and you get a little bit more money and you might get a lot more third-party money, which way are you going?
Well, I think then if it's close like that, then other factors come into play, like family and schools and kids and stuff like that. Mm. If it's really close like that and it's not just about the football,
then
it becomes about family issues. And then if they're happy where they are and yep. he can commute to training and there's not a lot of upheaval to those parts of his life and he's going to a similar... There's not a lot of difference, as you said, in yep. relation to the roster. No, you're not going to say one's going to win the comp in the next 2 or 3 years while he's there.
Yeah.
And he'll want to bring success and he'll want to be part of final series. And he would imagine, depending on what Cronulla do with some of their other recruitment, you know, they've kept Kennedy now, which is a big one for them. They've got Bradley there already. He's developing nicely into a good dummy half. They haven't settled on a six yet. They've got a new coach in Craig Fitzgibbons. That'd be kind of exciting.
Who Reynolds has worked with before. He's worked
got
with
a relationship
him at Origin
with.
Camp, and he said that he, from the moment that he met him, he knew how smart he was. And when I spoke to him a few weeks ago, he said, and it's big coming from a Bunnies player, he said, a big part of the Roosters' success, I believe, is Craig Fitzgibbon. And he said, I know he'll be a great head coach.
So then if you're sitting down at the table with your wife and your kids and you look to your wife and you have that discussion and she says, you can earn the same sort of money with a similar sort of success rate with a decent roster and my kids are here and our families are here and we don't need to go anywhere, she's making the decision.
And it's very fair because
absolutely. And
you get to a point where
absolutely.
The money is great and then you say, oh, well, you might earn $400,000 more. Then you've got to take tax into account. All that, and it's a problem we'd all love to have.
Yep.
But you've got to take half of that money off
that's
the
right.
tax and then it's not so much more. And anyway.
It's upheaval too, you know, for little kids at school, finding a new home.
And all his, not just his immediate family, but his broader family, you know, parents, friends, they're all here as well because he grew up in Sydney.
Craig Bellamy, is he going to re-sign with Melbourne?
I think he will.
Yeah, I think there's
think he will.
I think there's a consensus, gentlemen, that he will go around for one more, and that's apparently why Xavier Coates has not quite committed to Melbourne yet. He's just waiting on Bellamy to sign on the dotted line.
And it's funny how others have said, I know Munster has said too, that what Bellamy does, that will impact his decision as well.
Yeah.
You know, suggestions he would, he will, maybe Munster will eventually go home to that second Brisbane team because his family are from the sunny coast. Who knows?
Okay.
One more year for Bellamy, I'd put my money on that.
Did you see, he's having too much fun. Oh. Did you see the vision of Brandon
Smith
dry humping him yesterday and then Bellamy takes the phone off him plays keepings off? I mean, why would you want to give...
No stress. No stress whatsoever, and that's very rare.
We had Dale Finucan on the show on Saturday. It was interesting having a chat to him about, you know, we're trying to sort of get a little bit of information and detail about the difference in that organisation now that you've had, you know, the seriousness of Kronk and Billy and Cam who come across as that sort of those serious type guys that, you know, don't mess around at training and serious on game day and pick and choose when they're, you know, having fun and larrikins. And then you got Grant's, Munster's,
Brandon
Block
Smith.
Of Cheese, Pappenhausen that are totally different again that look, I would imagine, be a totally different experience but might, you know, just stimulate bellyache exactly the same as those other.
Yeah.
But if you just had a normal lot of guys coming through with not a lot of talent and thought,
you've had to go through
it wasn't
a rebuild.
So much fun and all that, wouldn't blame him for leaving.
I think he's quite surprised by the way Melbourne have played this year without the big three. Like, obviously, Cameron Smith was the last domino to fall, but I think deep down, everyone, even the head coach who's been so successful, might have thought. They're going to have a couple of lean years here before they get over Cameron Smith, but they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
They haven't missed a beat.
No,
they are so, so good to watch.
All right, and we'll see them shortly here against South Sydney. Triple M rocking your Thursday night football. We do prime time for Canadian Club.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks for you.
I can see the people signing up to KO now. Ream Hot Water and Macca's bring us Thursday. What?
No,
Thursday night
Macca's,
football.
I can't wait to get some Macca's on the way.
Well, wasn't that a great live read that we just did?
You always do great live reads.
Yeah, there you go.
Live reads.
Hey?
You always do great live
Thank
reads.
Thank you. Thank you very
As
much.
Do you,
and
Gerds?
For the love of it all.
I wouldn't say always. Sometimes we peak. I think we peaked.
Oh, I think we're 100%. 60% of the time, 100%. What was the line from Anchorman? It works 60% of the time, all the time.
All I know is the aftershave is Tiger Blood.
That's a great movie, by the way.
You know, that was a complete bomb originally.
Yeah.
No one went to the cinemas, and it was one of those things that sort of picked up on DVD.
Yeah, same as...
And cable TV. Yep. Sort of people started...
Same as Shawshank Redemption.
Is that, right?
Exactly the same.
Yeah, isn't that the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes? Is there such a thing as a rotten potato?
Oh, that's a great movie.
I'll tell you what. Let's start TV show reviews. Rotten Potatoes.
Oh, okay.
This is on our screens right now. This image.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Bennett and Benji Marshall sitting next to each other. Wayne doesn't often crack a smile. It was like a little father-son kind of image, wasn't it? I don't know if anyone makes Benji smile, Wayne smile like Benji does. It's like a bromance they've got going on.
Yeah, it's they're great for each other, aren't they? I think they're making each other young.
And did we see, was it Hemsworth here again? Or
no, that was, they're using old footage.
Okay.
Can Bennett be as effective? Oh, I've got to take a break, gents. I've got to take a break. Oh, but my question is, if he becomes a coaching director, which I don't think he's going to have to worry about for a while,
maybe.
Can he have that relationship with players? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Well, thank you. Triple M rocking your Thursday night football.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.